Hi friends, I missed this week's class, so doing this podcast is going to be tricky. I downloaded the recording of the class, synced it to my iPod, and listened to it when I was cooking the next day. Guess what? I was learning. No. I was mobile learning. Funny how things work out. I read a couple of articles and would like to share my thoughts here. I did not get to do that in class this time. Even though I am living in 21st century, I still don't have a smartphone. For simple reason, I cannot afford it on a student's salary. But there are some clear pedagogical affordances of mobile web 2.0, especially for tertiary education. Educators can explore innovative teaching and learning practices relating to mobile web 2.0. Mobile learning enables authentic learning because you can facilitate it anywhere, anytime, and it is student-centered. It provides students multiple options for connectivity, mobility, social networking, personal podcasting, broadcasting. Mobile learning aids in bringing the digital divide by providing learning contexts and use content creation tools that are affordable and increasingly owned by students. I guess this is where various applications on iPhone come in. A study was done at Indira Gandhi National Open University in India about mobile learning and its effect on student retention. Bharat Fauzdar and Lalita Kumar concluded that mobile phones are one of the less expensive, most accessible, and popular media among students of all ages. Mobile technologies appear to have a great future in developing countries like India. However, in the developing countries, there is a long way to go before an entire course can be delivered via mobile phones. Because of being inexpensive, accessible, and well-positioned for the delivery of student support interventions, low-cost mobile technologies can be used to maintain and enhance contact with students and teachers, and by logic, improve retention in open and distance learning institutions. Don't be thrown away by the word mobile. It does not mean only mobile phones, but rather all the handheld devices that are easily portable. If you ask me, Apple has revolutionized the face of mobile learning with iPhones and iPads. They're still quite expensive, but that's the start. We now have a lot of other similar options. Nuke has come out with its brand new tablet. Kindle has a tablet. It is still a long way to go, but we are getting there really fast. While the popularity of iPad as an educational tool is growing day by day, it still does not dominate the classroom market. An Android-based Kineo is an e-reader designed by Brainchild, and it is the first e-reader that is aimed specifically for students in consultation with educators. Kineo is study-focused. What that means is that it has limited fun capabilities such as texting and no built-in cameras. Access to internet websites is teacher-approved. The makers of this e-device claim that this is the tool about which teachers can be confident that it will be a safe and secure educational tool for students to use. In the current age of internet ready, smartphones have captured significant student attention and the universities are also gearing themselves accordingly. With so many smartphone apps becoming available every day for innumerable purposes, the universities are making use of this blowing wind for the benefit of the students. For example, University of Phoenix recently launched an iPhone app that allows students to access online discussions, threads, assignments, and also to receive real-time updates when the grades are available. The university is also working to make similar apps available for other smart devices such as Android and BlackBerry. Many welcome the idea of having such an app, but like for every new thing, there are some skepticals about such apps. Whether someone likes Apple's products or not, one thing that is acceptable to all is that iPhone has taken the mobile internet to a whole new level. Nevertheless, considering the current state of economic turmoil, many users tend to think about the price tag of such a product. A typical iPad ranges between $500 and $800. That is definitely not a price that everyone can afford. Recently, a very similar-looking mobile computer was launched in India by Indian government, and you won't believe how much it costs. It costs just $35, and they are hoping to lower the price to about $10. So far, there isn't a particular name to this $35 Indian iPad, and its usefulness and applicability remains to be seen. But certainly, But certainly in the global economy, maybe this new device proves to be yet another game changer. I want to end today's podcast by sharing a fantastic futuristic video with you. It is an animation of a roll-top computer. Yes, you heard me. It actually rolls and would be just like carrying an umbrella. Watch it and get dazzled. Signing off now. See you all next week with treasures from the open world.